is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicki Barker. President Trump says he will meet his Russian counterpart in Alaska next Friday, horse trading with Vladimir Putin over Ukraine.
Some swapping. It's complicated. It's actually nothing easy. It's very complicated, but we're going to get some back. We're going to get some switched. There'll be some swapping of territories.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is not invited. He insists Ukraine will never give up land to the Russian invaders. In Nagasaki, Japan, marking a tragic anniversary, the BBC's Shaima Khalil has more.
At 11:06 exactly, the bells tolled, because that was the time the atomic bomb was dropped. The city fell silent. 80 years ago, the survivors were burning alive, scrambling for safety, begged for water. So there was a moment where there was water offering from participants in the ceremony to pay respect to those who perished in nuclear fire.
74,000 people died that day. Police in Atlanta mourning one of their own after a gunman opened fire outside the CDC's headquarters yesterday.
This officer responded to the call, as he did, as he was trained to do. During that incident, he received gunfire and he lost his life.
The gunman died during the incident. The Republican Attorney General in the state of Texas is asking its Supreme Court to declare vacant the seats held by absent House Democratic lawmakers, which has left the chamber without a quorum. The Democrats are trying to block a congressional redistricting plan that would create an additional 5 Republican state House seats, ensuring GOP control. And CBS political reporter Hunter Woodall tells us Texas could just be a beginning.
This fight is now spilling into multiple states. You have California Democrats saying they might try and redraw those maps. That could essentially offset the Texas gains that Republicans are trying to make. But it also could expand to other Republican states, Missouri, Indiana, Florida.
History will be made in Major League Baseball later today. CBS's Steve Kathan has more.
48-year-old Jen Powell is the first woman to umpire a big league regular season game, working today's Marlins-Braves doubleheader. Violet Palmer, the NBA's first female referee, thinks she'll do fine.
All she has to do is be herself, trust her training, and I guarantee you she would be successful.
On Sunday, Powell will be behind the plate calling balls and strikes.
In California, a rapidly spreading wildfire briefly forced the evacuations of thousands of people near Los Angeles. The Canyon Fire broke out Thursday in Ventura County. So far, it's burned more than 5,000 acres. The Gifford Fire in rural San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties has scorched more than 100,000 acres in 1 week. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
The Brewers host the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Mets tonight at American Family Field. Last night, the crew held on to win 3-2 thanks to an incredible throw from Blake Perkins in center field to catcher William Contreras to throw out the tying run. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Two outs in the ninth, and McNeil into center field, a base hit. Perkins throw.
Blake Perkins after producing the final out.
Yeah, I was fired up, man. I mean, an exciting game, super competitive. Obviously, we have some history with these guys, and it feels incredible.
NFL, Packers host the Jets tonight in preseason football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, high near 85, an isolated storm in the afternoon. Showers and storms possible tonight, lows in the low 70s. Chance of storms on Sunday with a high around 83. Showers and storms likely Sunday night with a low of 72. Right now, it's 74.
Right above you, I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you, oh my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
We're the home of local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Dawn Knock three times. Coming up at about 8:30 this morning, our first installment of the Capsule Countdown. And, of course, we're going to go to year 1968. That'll be coming up again about 8:30 or so here at WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain. And an island from Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. goes down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Life and love is the sea, so Brandy, you're out of luck, I guess. That's the sound of Looking Glass at WRJ, and it's Rick Johnson's Saturday Morning Soundtrack. Thank you so much for coming along. You know, I have a little note here that came from the City of Kenosha's Waste Division, and it's really important. This, just because it's Kenosha, it could be any municipality or anybody around. It's a serious issue. What's happening is they're seeing a rise in lithium batteries and battery-powered tools improperly placed in household recycling bins. Gang, that's a problem. A serious issue. Lithium rechargeable batteries, you know they're highly flammable and they can spark fires in collection trucks at the recycling center, putting workers, equipment, and the community in danger. So do your part, okay? Please, never put lithium batteries, vehicle batteries, or electronics like power wheels, small computer devices, power tools, or even hoverboards. Please, don't ever put those in your waste recycling, in the curbside recycling. What you do is you get on your computer, you look it up online. Every municipality has some place and some time to dispose of electronics and lithium batteries. So please, don't throw them in your curbside recycling. It creates a very dangerous situation for everybody. Do your part to help out, okay?
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Tired of long lines and crowded big box stores? Shop local and save big at Christiano's. Stock up on pantry staples, grab fresh Lee's Deli subs, and don't miss $5 deals on plain t-shirts. Need a money order? $1 flat fee up to $1,000. Christiano's makes it easy to stretch your hard-earned dollars. And now, you can pay your utility bills or send money anywhere, all in one stop. No gimmicks, just real value and great prices every day. Go to Christiano's, 21st and Kearney Avenue in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods. WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops,
sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn.
Capsule Countdown, 1968, headed on the way in about 8 more minutes.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
Now if you feel that you can't
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
That's right, we got it here for you at WRJN Local News and these great timeless hits. It's 8:30, the feature we like to do every Saturday morning, and we love doing these for you. Put them together all week and figure out what we want to do. We take a snippet of 10 songs, and basically we tell you what the countdown was at a given time of year in a specific year, and we'll play that down, and usually we feature one song out of the top 10, something maybe you hadn't heard in a while. Or maybe it's a song where, you know, on the list somewhere down there. But anyway, it's called the WRJN Capsule Countdown. And what we'd like to do is a little bit of just a few news headlines around. And this time, it's 1968, August 3rd. All right. So, you know, so many years ago, last weekend, August 3rd, the gold standard in the United States, Congress repealed the requirement for a gold reserve to back the U.S. currency. And some didn't think it'd be a good idea, some did. Well, here we are. It still seems to be working. Apollo Saturn Mission 502, better known as Apollo 6, was launched as the second and last uncrewed test flight of the Saturn V launch vehicle. And a shootout between Black Panthers and police in Oakland, California, resulted in several arrests and a couple of deaths, including 17-year-old Panther Bobby Hutton. So that's kind of what was going on in the news around us in August of 1967. And if you went into your kitchen, you reached over on the kitchen countertop there and you turned on your little 5-tube radio and you waited about 15 seconds or so, all of a sudden it was filled with magic. And this is probably what it sounded like.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10. Sky!
Six.
one.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
Standing by for the number three song on this date.
Number three song on August 3rd, 1968. Of course, The Fifth Dimension, Stone Soul Picnic on WRJN.
For you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Coming up at 9:30, 1975.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Somebody to love.
going to be another warm one today. 75 degrees currently under sunny skies at Radio Park.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's junk and music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there. So just blow your mind.
Then do it. better live in his world than live without him.
Taking me along. I'm happy to go wherever you're going today. Gotta go to work? I'll go with you. What the heck? Why not? Or in car, or wherever you're at. Thanks for bringing us along. Proud Mary, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Between the
timeless hits. WRJN.
Must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly
Wicked Pickett, Wilson Pickett. And in the midnight hour, news coming up at the top of the hour at WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicky Barker. Daruvati.
Ukrainians will not gift their land to the occupier.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky pushing back at President Trump's suggestion that Ukraine will likely have to, quote, swap land with its Russian invaders, speaking through an interpreter.
Ukraine is ready for real decisions that can bring peace. Any decisions that are against us, any decisions that are without Ukraine, are at the same time decisions against peace. They will not achieve anything. They are unworkable decisions.
Zelensky is not invited to next week's summit in Alaska between Presidents Trump and Putin. In Montana, a manhunt for the suspect police say shot and killed four people in a bar is over. CBS's Michael Toscano reports.
We got our man.
Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson announcing search. Flushed 45-year-old Michael Brown out of hiding in the northwestern Montana hills